This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we are continuing to cover actions, deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love, as we titled the month of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, the month of the love of Allah. I and you, we're going to try, struggle to do things that to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only please Him, but He loves these actions specifically, and I am doing it, so He loves me. So we covered six of them: good doers, those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are Allah conscious, those who are patient, those who are just, and those who rely on Him. Interestingly today, and this is the last verse in the Quran, meaning the last time in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the term verily or indeed Allah loves, inna Allah yuhib, this is the last one, and it is in Surah As-Saff, Dharo. All the six we learned is about individual criteria, meaning individually as a Muslim, I need to practice that virtue or that character on constant basis, and Allah will love me. The last one today, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Verily, Allah loves those who fight for His sake, صَفًّا أَرَوْا كَأَنَّهُمْ, as if they are, بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ, structure firmly, or a building, or a row, structured firmly. A row structured firmly. So this criteria is not about one person. This criteria about us, Muslims, community, family, immediate family, extended family, small community, big community, and the whole nation. What Allah love for us as Muslims, when we are, and this is the verse, when they are fighting for the sake of Allah, He wants to see them all in a row as if they are one structure. No one in the front, no one in the back, as if they are the same. And the best way to imagine this is look at a wall in a building. I mean, some parts of the world, they build homes with bricks and they put one brick next to the other, join them firmly, so the wall is strong. The building is stable and tough and strong. And that's what Allah loves from you and me. As a community, as a family, He wants us all to act like we are one unit, structured firmly. And the marsus, the word Allah used in this verse, actually also used for the teeth. When the teeth are so firmly and nicely aligned, as if they are one, they called them marsusa, aligned nicely and firmly. So how do I practice this? Well, we are not going out as an army to fight, but we are struggling in our daily life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we need to practice. Let's take the family. When there is more than one decision, more than one opinion, and I or you are the people who will make the final decision, the thing I'm going to put, two things I'll put in my mind when I am going to decide. Number one, is it pleasing to Allah? So let's assume it's pleasing to Allah, but still there is more than one opinion. Which one will bring them together? Which one will bring everyone together? How can I bring everyone together and be exactly one row? Because we'll be stronger. When we are one building, people the outside people, be very tough to go through us, to divide us, to make us pieces. While if you were separate or far away and not exactly close, easy people, very easily, people come and divide us. So for example, today for iftar, and the member of the family, each one wants one thing, and I cannot do it all for whatever the reason. My decision will be, which one decision will bring everybody together? How can I convince this person and that person to come together? And when we are all agree on one, we are stronger as a family. This means also for me to practice it, I have to sacrifice. I cannot do everything I like because we are different people. So sometimes I may have to sacrifice something pleasing to Allah and I like to something still pleasing to Allah, but I don't like to bring people together. So always let's look at what to bring people together and let's do it and put in my mind that the reason I am doing this because Allah loves us to be as if we are one unity. The unity is amazing. Even in the way I speak or the way I act, anything that will bring people together, even when we preach, bring people together. Let's look at what brings us together rather than what divides us. Unless what divides us is disobedience to Allah, then that's a different story. Because the verse teaches us, when does He want us to be, or when does He love seeing us as a one building? When we are doing something that pleases Him. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. Fighting for His sake, not fighting for themselves, for His sake. So let's look today for three things that I, as an individual, made a decision or did it, not because I liked it only or Allah loves it only, but basically because it brought the community, my family, any group of people, brought them together and no division. And then Allah will love me and love us even more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all together. And the unity now we are seeing it. There is no other unity other than the more than 1 billion Muslims are all fasting. What a unity. Now let's bring it even more to our homes in every action. May Allah accept from all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to practice what we are learning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.